Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as we take a break from all that, in layman's terms, microdosing is exactly what it sounds like, taking very small doses of a drug to get a measurable response with hopefully no adverse side effects. My next guest chronicles her experience microdosing LSD for 1 month. It's in her latest book, A Really Good Day, How Microdosing Made a Mega Difference in My Mood, My Marriage, and My Life. It's Ayelet Waldman, former federal defender turned author, who writes, I couldn't seem to find pleasure in my life or even contentment. I saw the world through a sad, dingy scrim. I knew there was light and love on the other side, but I couldn't manage to lift the grimy curtain of my unhappiness. It was in this state of mind that I stumbled across James Fadiman's book, and that's where Ayelet's trip begins. She's here with me now to tell us where it is. Welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Maybe we should start off by saying microdosing LSD isn't legal, so people just don't run out and do it.
Don't try this at home, please.
And you describe yourself in the book as having experience with drug policy reform, but very limited experience with drugs. So what led you to this?
Let's just say that I had less experience with drugs than some presidents in our history, but more than some people my own age. What brought me to this really was desperation. I was profoundly depressed. I have a mood disorder, and the medications that had been effectively treating me for years stopped working. And I tried lots of different things. I switched up my medications. My doctors were, cycling through different drugs to try to help me, and nothing was working. And that's when I had started reading about microdosing, and I knew a lot about the research linking improvement in mood and in decreases in anxiety with psychedelic drugs. And, I was just listening. It amounts to this. I was listening to a podcast, and I heard Jim Fadiman, who was a psychedelic researcher in the 60s, talking about microdosing, and he said the people who had microdosed had reported that at the end of the day they thought, huh, that was a really good day. And I hadn't had a really good day in so long. I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
How small is a microdose, and how does it compare to what somebody who's going for a full-fledged trip on LSD might take?
So first of all, I've never tripped on LSD, so I'm telling you basically, this is the nerd-based approach, researched only. A microdose is typically 10 micrograms of LSD. A typical dose that would make you trip is between 100 and 200 micrograms. So this is about 5 to 10%.
What was your really good day like?
It was kind of amazing. I mean, so the first time I took it, I was very nervous. Like I said, I'd had no experience with LSD. I went to Wesleyan University, but I did not imbibe when other people did, because I've always had issues with mental health, and I didn't want to see the inside of my brain with that kind of clarity and depth. So I was very nervous. I even had someone come over, and she knew I was trying a new medication, not what I was trying, but just to be there in case. And I took the microdose. And then I went to work, and I was sitting, working on my book, and I looked out the window, and my dogwood tree was in bloom. And I had this thought, oh, look, the dogwood's in bloom. The flowers are so pretty. And it wasn't like they were psychedelic pretty. It was just that I am not a stop and smell the flowers kind of girl. I am a get to the next task, complete it. I have 4 kids. I have a busy life. I don't even know that the rose bush is in bloom, let alone smell the fragrance. And I noticed it for the first time. And that's when I thought, oh, something's happening. And I was just easier to be around, both for myself and for my family.
And so you microdosed for what, every day for a month?
No, not every day. It was every 3 days. Uh-huh. Or it's actually every 4 days.
Okay. For a 30-day period.
For a 30-day period. This is what I did. On the first day, I would take the microdose and then have the effects. The second day, the effects are actually even better. So on the first day, I sometimes experienced a little irritability or a little activation, what they call in, sort of psychiatric parlance. I was up. you know, not in a bad way, but just a little more up. Second day, I was just calm, easy, relaxed. Third day is just, I would wake up on the third day and I would say, oh, there you are, you, huh? And then you would do it all over again on the fourth day.
One would think that on the second day you might crash, that people who take a drug, you know, almost any kind of drug, alcohol, whatever.
Right.
Marijuana, whatever. That then you crash, you come down, your second day is a bad day.
You know, I think the way to think about this is actually more like a medication. So psychedelic drugs, LSD, they act on the serotonin receptor similarly to the way that SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, act on. We don't necessarily know precisely what any of these drugs are doing. We don't necessarily know what Prozac is doing. We don't necessarily know what LSD, but we have more insight now. And it's more like it's more like Zoloft, I think, than it is like alcohol. So that the crash, I didn't experience any crash. You can if you take a large dose, say, mm-hmm. of LSD. The next day can be, you know, the next day can be a little rough. But, you know, the doses that I was taking were quite nearly homeopathic. So mm-hmm. I didn't experience any crash. The only crash, per se, was that I wasn't experiencing the mood benefits. And when I went into this experience, I was quite nearly suicidal. So while I didn't drop back down again, I definitely missed having more stability and equilibrium on day three.
People who know you from your writing might know your 2009 collection of essays, Bad Mother, in which you detail the joys and hardships of trying to be a good mother. How old were your kids when you were doing this, and how do you feel it affected your parenting?
So I'm not going to tell you how old my kids were. Let's just say that there's a 3-year statute of limitation on the possession of LSD, and I'm very comfortable publishing this book right now. I didn't tell my kids that I was taking LSD at the beginning. I told them that I was trying a new medication, which I had done many times before. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list of medications, anybody with a mental illness can, you know, it's sort of like pharmaceutical roulette. You know, you're just taking more and more things. So I was telling them that, as had happened many times before, I was trying a new medication. You know, my older son, there was this moment where I said, so what was that like? You know, what was a mom's, you know, how did you experience this past month of this new medication? And he said to me, it was just so amazing, Mom. You know, you were like, you were lighter, you were more fun, you were more playful, which at once was wonderful, but also kind of broke my heart because I had been so depressed for so long and my kids had stopped thinking of me as someone who was light and playful and loving and more like this dark force in the house. So eventually I did have to tell them, though, that, you know, they do listen to the radio and read. So I had to tell them that I had used LSD when I decided I was publishing the book. And by then, you know, they were a lot older. The older ones were they thought it was cool, frankly. The younger one was in middle school, and he did say, oh, my God, now everyone's going to know my mom was on acid. But he got over it, too.
Why did you stop if it had such positive effect? It sounds like this was a very short-term experiment.
I only stopped because it was illegal. If it were legal, I would be using it to this day. I have no doubt. Now, granted, I mean, I can't tell you that what I experienced was directly as a result of the LSD. It could have been a wonderful placebo effect. That's a very powerful thing. But it catalyzed the end to my depression.
Or a beautiful spring month when the dogwoods were in bloom.
Yeah, but like when you're depressed, it doesn't matter how many dogwoods are in bloom. But my depression ended in that month. And more curiously, I had been suffering from chronic shoulder pain, and that resolved during that month. So I was in a very different place at the end of the month than I was in the beginning. So though I didn't really want to stop, and I even flirted with the idea of continuing, I'm a law-abiding citizen. You know, I'm the person who gives back the change in the grocery store instead of keeping it. So I wasn't going to continue this experiment ad infinitum, though. I'm telling you, recent events. Yeah, and a lawyer. Recent events have made me long for a little mood-altering substance. Anyway, that aside, what I decided to do was to advocate for investigation, research, and hopefully ultimately decriminalization. I mean, there's tremendous amount of research going on now at Johns Hopkins, at NYU, at UCLA Harbor, in London, at Imperial College, about the effectiveness of psilocybin, which is very similar to LSD. It's a psychedelic drug, at alleviating symptoms.
Mushrooms,
yeah, magic mushrooms. At alleviating the symptoms of depression and anxiety. In those cases, particularly in people facing the end of life, people with fatal illnesses, But it's not like that kind of depression is unique. The studies are on people with fatal illnesses because it's easier to get permission to study people with fatal illnesses and give them psilocybin than it would be to just get permission to give psilocybin to run-of-the-mill depressives. So there's great research going on, and we really need to rethink our drug policy when it comes – I mean, we need – let's be clear. We need to rethink our drug policy across the board, but also when it comes to psychedelics.
So is that one of the main reasons or the main reason that you wrote the book to kind of take this out of the shadows and say, hey, look, folks, this can work as kind of a regular thing for regular people, and let's take the stigma away from this and have a rational conversation about legalization?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This is a book written from a place of great privilege. I'm a white woman with economic resources. If I were a young African-American man from, I don't know, Ferguson, experienced the kind of psychic pain that I was experiencing, feeling depressed, feeling suicidal, I wouldn't have the luxury of performing a 30-day LSD experiment confident that I wouldn't get arrested, right? And so that's why I wrote this book, because, you know, as Spider-Man says, with great power comes great responsibility. And I am only willing to tolerate living with this astronomical level of privilege if I act from that place, for, you know, on behalf of others who don't have the luxury of that kind of action.
We have 20 seconds left. Did this microdosing research that's going on now come out of the original, like, Timothy Leary, Richard Alpert, Ram Dass, you know, 1960s stuff, or is it totally separate?
It came out despite that. So, yeah, you know, there was a tremendous amount of LSD research going on in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Some of it was, you know, students of Timothy Leary's and Ram Dass, but Timothy Leary was not, you know, he started out as a researcher, but there were a lot of far more sober, meticulous scientific researchers working on LSD and psilocybin who weren't interested in having the whole world tune in, turn in, and drop out, but rather in having real research on solving ailments that across, you know, all sorts of different spectrums.
Ayelet Waldman's new book is A Really Good Day, How Microdosing Made a Mega Difference in My Mood, My Marriage, and My Life. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Oh, it was a real pleasure. Thank you.